Wake up. Wake up. Come on. I know you're not dead. The drugs I gave you weren't strong enough. There you are. I was afraid I lost you for a minute. Glad you're still with me. Now, I know your head is swimming, and you're going to have a few questions. And there will be time for answers. But for now, the only thing you need to know is that you're safe, and I just want to take care of you. Oh, that? You can ignore those sounds for now. Just keep your eyes on me while you slowly come to your senses. You should be fully awake soon. The shackles? That, well, I needed some way to keep you here after you woke up. The truth is, I've had a crush on you for so long, and you'd never give me a second glance. So I had to do something a little more drastic. I had to show you I was serious. I don't want to hurt you. I'd never want to hurt you. I just needed time to explain to you how I felt. I know you. I know I can make you understand that maybe you'd want to be with me. I could explain everything to you, but I think it's time. I think you're ready for me to show you what's behind this door. Isn't she still so lovely? Mind you, she's learning to walk again after the process. But as zombies go, I think she's doing pretty well, don't you? Don't be afraid. And remember, I did this for you. I could have found any test subject for my serum, but I knew she was the perfect choice. I'm not crazy. Don't you realize the good this serum is going to do? How many people it's going to save when it's finally been fully tested? Oh, don't cry. Don't be like that. I know this is a shock, but I've seen the way you look at her. And I know you've been talking to people about wanting to ask her out. But I know you. We've known each other forever. We both know you'd overthink things and never get the courage to ask her. So I thought I would give you this chance. I want to give you this gift. I mean, naturally, I want you to want me. So I thought giving her to you, even if it's just for a little bit, well, I'm hoping you'll be appreciative. It took a lot of work to do this. I just want you to be happy. And I want you to thank me for this. I mean it. Thank you. And don't worry, she's not going to bite. That's why she's got that spider gag on. And if she was alive, it's tight enough that it would hurt. Just to be safe. I'm just gonna push her down on her knees and we'll start having some fun. Oh, look at the hunger in her eyes. She really wants you. I bet she never looked at you like that when she was alive, did she?
You are so hard.
But I can see you're disgusted with yourself. Trust me, that feeling will pass. Just lie back and enjoy yourself. Well, she's trying, but not having much success. I'm just gonna have to grab her by the hair and help her do this. And there it is. And look how easily you slide down her throat. I guess her life is a toy for all the boys trained her well. And now she gets to be our toy. And the best part is, you don't have to worry about letting her breathe or about her having a gag reflex either. You can just fuck her face to your heart's content. Or rather, I can fuck you with her face. Look at that drool. She really wants you. Maybe not in the way you want, but she still wants you. It's true. She's not saying your name or anything, really. Just those terrible moans. But you know you're buried down her throat right now, and that should be good enough. Shouldn't it? I'm sure you're wondering, how did I do this? I've been looking for a subject to test my serum on for a couple of weeks. But I wasn't having any luck. And then I was at a party last night, and I saw her, and I realized I could kill two birds with one stone, as it were. So, I followed her around, waiting for a moment. And when I finally got her alone, well, I may have given her a tiny... Well, actually... a substantial shot of something that I would... I guess there's no beating around the bush. Something that would kill her. I wish I could tell you it was a peaceful death, but it wasn't. She cried, and she begged me to help her, to make her feel better. And I did the only thing I could think of. I put my hand over her mouth, so no one would hear her whimper. So, I wouldn't have to hear her either, at least until she passed out. That took longer than I expected. In all honesty, I thought she was dead when I brought her here. She'd given me quite a shock when she woke up, and, oh, you should have seen her face. She was in such beautiful agony. And then, I got to see how scared she looked when I brought out the needle. That glowing green serum. Oh, it did the job. Even if it did hurt her so much. But it was for the greater good. She turned out to be the perfect test subject. It worked on rats and monkeys. And I knew it was going to work on her too. And as you can tell, it did. Better than I had hoped. But I had to make sure her brain was still alive. It was a rare opportunity that I couldn't pass up. The data alone would be so valuable. But what's more, I think by injecting her while she was still alive, more of who she used to be is still inside that pretty little head of hers. I let her know what was going to happen to her before I gave her the injection, of course. I mean, if you plan on keeping someone, it's only fair that you tell them. She was too weak to object. But she did manage to beg one last time for her life. It was so sweet, really. And she looked so pretty when she cried. Maybe when we're done, I'll show you the video. I don't want to admit it, but it's just us now. And I don't think she's in any position to tell anyone. So I think you can keep my secret, can't you? I sort of got off on it, if I'm honest. I know it was wrong, but I did it all for the right reasons. You have to believe me. You're not going to tell anyone, are you? I mean, I'm trusting you here. Do you promise? Good. And well, after that, I knew I had to get you here too. So when you were over at my apartment last night, I may have slipped you a little something in your drink. Just something to make you, let's call it, sleepy. And now we're getting to have this enjoyable evening together. I mean, I can tell you're, deriving a great deal of pleasure from this. Even if you don't want to. I can see you are so close. Do you want to come down her throat? It looks like you do. Just let it happen. Just give into it. No, this is what you've always wanted. Imagine you took her out for your first date, and she wanted to repay you for the fun evening you had together. So she opens your pants and just starts sucking your cock. And she begs you to fuck her face hard until you come. Think about your fingers entwining in her hair and just how hard you'd be fucking her throat. You wouldn't be gentle at all. So I'm going to help you imagine that by using her pretty little face like a flashlight and just fucking you so hard with it, because that's all she's good for right now. As an instrument for your pleasure. So come for me. Good. Good. Doesn't that feel so good? Oh, well, look at that. She swallowed every drop. But I bet she's used to doing that. I have something else in my bag of tricks, too. Don't move. This will only hurt for a second. No, this isn't the same stuff I gave her. This is something else. You trust me, don't you? Oh, don't be like that. And stop squirming. You don't want me to miss, now do you? You're such a baby. It was just a quick prick of a needle. And now look. Oh, look how hard you are again. You just can't help yourself. But you shouldn't be ashamed. What do you know? Even after all this, she still has lust, it seems. Because I can see she's dripping between her legs. But given her history, I shouldn't be surprised. She always seemed like such a kinky thing, didn't she? I mean, I'm sure you heard those rumors. So, I guess we're giving her exactly what she wants. Wouldn't you just like to fuck her while she's still warm? Yeah, I bet you'd like that, wouldn't you? But no, no. I think it's my turn. I've waited for this long enough. Oh, her? We'll just let her watch. With her mouth gagged and her hands tied behind her back, she can't get into too much trouble. And I'm going to tell you the truth. I think deep down, there's still part of her in her mind. Something that knows what we've both done to her. And she's going to watch me fuck you. I need her to see me do this. I've wanted to do this for so long. And now that I have you, it's everything I imagined. You just feel so good. And I know you like this too. Even if you don't want to admit it. And look at how sad she looks. She could have had you all to herself. But she missed out. Look where she is now. Watching me enjoy you. All she was good for was her mouth. Even though you enjoyed her, I'm still better, aren't I? You can admit that too. It's not like you'll hurt her feelings. See, was that so hard? And tell me you've wanted this too. That you've thought about me this way. I knew you did. I wish you didn't force me to do all these horrible things just to have you to myself. But I could have done so much worse. Remember that. Look at that. She's starting to cry. Well, that's an interesting development, isn't it? Maybe she was into you the whole time. You feel so good. If I didn't see it myself, I wouldn't have believed you came just a few minutes ago. This could be your life. We could fuck all day. Your life could be one long orgasm. You want that, right? I would devote myself to your pleasure if you asked. Fuck. Fuck, oh fuck, you're so amazing. It's everything I hoped for. I'm gonna come. I want you to come with me too. Come with me, please. Don't fight it. We both can. You really want it? Say it. Yes. 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 You didn't tell me you want to be with me now. Oh well. I guess if you don't want to be with me willingly, well, as we've seen with her, I'm sure you'll be more than willing, living or dead. And with my panties in your mouth, your moans almost sound the same anyways. Wouldn't you rather be alive for that? And if you don't, well, let's just say when they find her body. Her stomach is going to be filled with your cum, so it'll be easy for them to reach certain conclusions, if you catch my drift. You'll always just be her murderer who ran away. I'm sure they'll look for you, but they won't find you. I'll make sure of that. So, just give in. I'll love you. I'll take care of you. And I'll make you come again and again. I'll make you mortal, if it comes to that. And then we could be together forever. And wouldn't that just be so wonderful? And as a bonus, you can fuck her whenever you want to. And I'll keep working on getting the rest of her out of her mouth. You want that, don't you? You want to make her whole again? Well, if you stay, I'll do that for you. I'll give her back her mind. And then the three of us can be together forever. Wouldn't that be nice? Just say yes. Say it. That's all I wanted to hear.